This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban appointed 44 of its members to key roles, including provincial governors and police chiefs on Sunday, a key step in shoring up its governance as the country grapples with growing security and economic problems. It's the first large-scale round of appointments announced since the cabinet was formed in September. The Taliban released a list of its new members' roles, including the governor of Kabul and the city's police chief. The previous commander in charge of Kabul security was killed this month in an attack on Afghanistan's largest military hospital in downtown Kabul. The Taliban took over the country on August 15th, but have faced an uphill battle in their promise to restore order and security after decades of war. The Islamic State has carried out a spate of attacks around the country while the economy has been plunged into crisis. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term in elections Sunday against a field of little-known candidates, while those who had could have given him a real challenge are sitting in jail. More than 13,000 polling places opened Sunday morning, even as the opposition denounced more arrests of its leaders and activists around the country in the hours leading up to the vote. The opposition called on Nicaraguans to stay home in protest of an electoral process that has been roundly criticized as not credible by foreign powers. The election will determine who holds the presidency for the next 5 years. Ortega and his allies control the Congress and all government institutions. He first served as president from 1985 to 1990 before returning to power in 2007. Ortega recently declared the country's vice president, his wife, his co-president. This is VOA News. North Korean state media reported Sunday the country has conducted artillery firing exercises to bolster its defense capability, its latest weapons test, as Pyongyang continues to pressure Washington and Seoul to abandon what it calls their hostile policy. The official Korean Central News Agency reported an artillery firing competition among mechanized units was held on Saturday, with senior government and military officials present. Since September, North Korea has launched a series of newly developed missiles, including nuclear-capable weapons, that place U.S. allies, South Korea, and Japan within striking distance. Some experts say North Korea wants its rivals to accept it as a nuclear power state and work to ease international sanctions on the country. Nigerian electoral officials are tallying results from a local vote on Sunday after a tightly contested race, seen as a test run for national elections to replace President Muhammadu Buhari in 2023. Thousands of police and army were dispatched for the election of a local governor in a year that has seen a string of attacks on official targets blamed on an outlawed separatist group known as the Indigenous People of Biafra. Voting went ahead mostly without major incident on Saturday, but technical glitches with face and fingerprint recognition technology caused delays and forced the Electoral Commission to extend voting hours. Nigeria's elections are often marred by fraud, claims, and violence, and analysts say the vote is in the complex security situation is a measure of confidence of readiness for the presidential ballot. Africa's most populous country is also battling heavily armed gangs in its northwest, where so-called bandits are blamed for scores of mass kidnappings for ransom. The army is also entrenched in a 12-year campaign against jihadists in the country's northeast. And Sudanese pro-democracy groups launched 2 days of civil disobedience and strikes on Sunday in protest at last month's military coup, though participation appeared to be limited by continuing interruptions to internet and phone connections. Local so-called resistance committees and a group known as the Sudanese Professionals Association, or SPA, are organizing a campaign of protest to try to reverse the military takeover. The SPA led demonstrations in the uprising that toppled then-President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. Internet services have been badly disrupted since the October 25 coup, and phone coverage remains patchy. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.